You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talk state tax credits, vaping regulations, and more on our Wisconsin News Roundup.
First, the phrase vegetable butcher may sound like a contradiction, but it's a job description Chef Kara Mangini proudly embraces.
The Columbus, Ohio-based restaurateur comes from a long line of butchers, but she likes to wield her own knife, not on tenderloins and chicken breasts, but on Brussels sprouts and butternut squashes.
In her new book, Mangini gives vegetables center stage, sharing practical tips and cutting techniques to make them, quote, as modern, sexy, and extraordinarily delicious as they ought to be.
Kara Mangini joins us now. She's a chef, restaurateur, and author of the book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. Kara, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, it sounds like you come from a long line of meat butchers. So how did you decide to break tradition and become a vegetable butcher?
Well, I think I realized there was a real need for vegetable education, and I spent a lot of time traveling and cooking and seeing that in other cultures, ultimately, that vegetables were a little more second nature and intuitive, and people just had a sense of cooking with them, not as an afterthought or as a side dish, but it was a little more the center of the plate, and realized that's where my interest was and broke away and decided to focus on vegetables.
And what do we get from adopting that mentality of approaching vegetables, but with that sort of butcher mindset to preparing them?
Well, I think sometimes preparing vegetables can feel a little bit intimidating. And I think that having the understanding of knife skills, you know, how to handle each vegetable that we pick up or that we see at a farmer's market, helps make cooking a whole lot easier. And, you know, so I think that education really helps when we get in the kitchen and also gets us more excited about cooking with vegetables and eating them every day.
Well, I read that you were traveling through Europe when you were out of college, and that's when you realized that vegetables were kind of where it was at for you. There were all these different things you were trying. What was that time of your life like?
It was pretty incredible, and certainly a lot of things came into focus at that time. I, you know, realized ultimately that, you know, vegetables just were a part of the plate in a really natural, intuitive way. And it was exciting to see the kinds of dishes that, that you know, featured vegetables. And, you know, it wasn't about, you know, vegetable being on the side or, a small part of the plate. And, you know, really inspired me to focus on vegetables. And also, I think during that time, I really recognized the connection between food and health. And that as a culture, and for myself also, you know, if I wanted to be as healthy as possible, that I needed to know how to cook with vegetables and do it every day, not just as, you know, for a special occasion or, again, as a side dish. So it was an exciting time to really be inspired by the kinds of dishes and recipes that, you know, that you see in France and Italy and Turkey and Spain. And, you know, certainly that set the stage for a career ultimately very focused on vegetables.
Before we get to some specific tips and recipes, Kara, I wonder if you could give maybe a pep talk. Some people are on board with you, of course, already, but some people think of eat your veggies as, you know, a chore, and they envision mushy boiled broccoli or something like that. Can you get those people excited about becoming a vegetable butcher and trying exciting new ways to try veggies?
Totally. Well, first I would say you're not alone, because I had that same experience, and I think a lot of us have. It starts with a bad childhood experience of, you know, some oversteamed or boiled vegetable or canned vegetable that, you know, that doesn't have the flavor that ultimately fresh vegetables picked in their prime and prepared the right way do. So, number one, you're not alone. But, you know, there are some really simple techniques that can really help make vegetables really wonderful and delicious and ultimately very satisfying. And vegetables don't have to mean sacrifice. So, you know, ultimately I think that eating vegetables means eating, you know, if you can within the season. When vegetables are in their prime, they have incredible flavor. You don't have to do much to them. Nature ultimately provides that flavor. And so, you know, it doesn't take the kind of work that you might imagine. But having some of these knife skills and also just some of the tips and techniques and tricks that I share in the book will really help you along the way and make it not only just the process of cooking with vegetables, you know, challenging, but really ultimately, I think, inspire you to cook and eat with them. And know that there's incredibly rich and wonderful, exciting flavor that comes with every season that you don't find in other ingredients.
Well, I'm a mostly vegetarian, and I can attest that trying to cook vegetables with a dull knife or the wrong knife is a special kind of torture. So what kind of knife do you suggest for working with all these vegetables and chopping them up?
I think ultimately it just, you know, you've said it, it takes a sharp knife. And the one that I recommend, I think it's important to have an 8-inch chef's knife. So, you know, I think the knife companies, sometimes you get that big butcher block of knives. You don't need all of those knives. Ultimately, there's a handful that I think are really helpful. But the number one knife that you need is an 8-inch chef's knife. A 10-inch knife is great, too, if you're comfortable. It's a little bit harder to manage, so if you're comfortable with it, that's great. But you want to keep it sharp, and that means ultimately honing your knife and sending them out to get sharpened. But, you know, ultimately you want to pick one that feels comfortable in your hand so that, you know, you set yourself up for success and that, you know, it's a comfortable process, not something that you dread doing. And the other piece to that that I would say is also important to have a good board because that works with your knife. And if you have either a very small and cramped board or a surface that is, you know, doesn't work well with your knife, the whole process, I think, is going to be challenging and awkward and you know, you're going to dread getting in the kitchen and chopping up your vegetables. So I recommend a large wood board if you can. You can use a plastic board if you would like, but the wood is going to keep your knife sharper longer, and it's a joy to work on.
We're cooking vegetables with Kara Mangini. Her new book is called The Vegetable Butcher. Well, let's start naming names here, Kara. My zucchini plants at home have tiny zucchini. They're getting bigger a little bit every day. We get a lot of zucchini here in Wisconsin. Give us a creative way to freshen up our zucchini repertoire.
Okay, so there are a bunch of things. I love zucchini because you really can keep it in your vegetable drawer and have a meal really all summer long. So the first thing I would say is I love just a really simple dish of pan-roasted zucchini. You can just cook it up with a little bit of garlic and olive oil. You want to dice your zucchini, and then olive oil, garlic, zucchini, a little bit of red pepper flake, maybe a little bit of cumin, and then you finish it with fresh mint and basil, and then put a big spoonful of ricotta on top. That's one of my favorite things to do. You could also toss that same combination with pasta and sweet corn and caramelized onions. It'd be delicious. You could swap in mozzarella instead of the ricotta, but it's nice to put a big scoop of ricotta on top of your pasta also. Those are my favorites. The other thing that you can do is enjoy zucchini raw. And whether you use a manual vegetable peeler to peel big, wide ribbons, or there's also a peeler that has a julienne blade that will basically peel your zucchini into very thin little ribbons, and you can toss that raw zucchini with lemon and olive oil, a mix of summer herbs, pine nuts, and Parmesan cheese, and it makes a beautiful salad, and of course finish with a little bit of lemon juice and lemon zest.
And you've shared with us a couple of recipes, one for eggplant, tomato, and mozzarella stacks with some pesto sauce and a balsamic reduction. And this is what I just discovered sort of later in life, that I love eggplant. So how does the eggplant come together in this with all those other flavors?
Well, I love, you know, there are a lot of people who don't love eggplant, and I think it's because there is a bitterness that comes with eggplant when it ages. But if you buy eggplant in season, and ultimately it has a really wonderful sweet and nutty flavor. And so in this particular recipe, I love that it's sort of a fresh take on a caprese salad, the classic tomato and mozzarella and basil pairing. But when you add eggplant, it adds this wonderful meatiness to that classic salad, and really it becomes a main dish that you can serve a couple stacks, and that's all you need, maybe with a little arugula salad on the side. But that eggplant adds, not only when you grill it, this wonderful smokiness, but the texture adds this wonderful richness and texture and meatiness to the dish. I love that one with the pesto, fresh pesto, and the balsamic reduction adds just this wonderful sweetness. And I love that dish also. It's a great one to bring to any summer gathering or barbecue. It travels really well, and it shows off also wonderful heirloom tomatoes that come out this time of year also.
We've got that recipe along with another one actually at WPR.org. Look for the Central Time page there and find the recipes. Another one you shared, and we've got a video for this one, by the way, linked on the Central Time Facebook page, grilled asparagus. Still some asparagus out there, I think. Taleggio, I don't know what that is, and fried egg panini. Talk us through that one.
Oh, I love that. I'm glad you mentioned that. So this is a wonderful sandwich that I think, you know, asparagus is one that you really look forward to all year, and I think that this recipe really celebrates that moment of the year when asparagus is out. Taleggio is this wonderful Italian cheese that adds just incredible richness, but it's basically it's a panini, it's a sandwich that is layered with grilled asparagus, the Taleggio, arugula that's been dressed in lemon. It is really amazing, and then also a fried egg, and it's just, you know, it's kind of my answer to those vegetable-based or vegetarian sandwiches that just have this sort of measly, mealy tomato and lettuce and a piece of cheese. This is this really wonderful, bright, and delicious, and hearty vegetable-inspired sandwich.
We're talking about putting veggies front and center on the dinner table, and we want to hear from you on this. Have you recently switched to maybe making vegetables more of a main meal, maybe eating more of them? What worked with your family and what didn't? Are there any vegetables that you're kind of confused by? You can't figure out exactly how to cut them, how to prepare them, what the best way is, something maybe for the 4th of July. Well, you can let us know. What has you stumped from the farmer's market? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Kara Mangini stays with us. She's the author of The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. More coming up on Food Friday here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're continuing our conversation about how to prepare vegetables just right for delicious meals. Kara Mangini is with us. She's the author of The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to cook and or eat a particular vegetable? What are you getting a lot of in your garden, your farmer's market, your CSA this time of year? Need some help using it all up? Need some clues on what to do with that mystery vegetable? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. Eric is on the line in Beloit. Eric, hi.
Hello. I have a way for zucchinis. My Italian neighbors used to cook fried zucchini flowers, not the fruit, but the flowers. They would be breaded and deep fried, and I don't know if there's any other flowers, but that certainly is one way to use the zucchini before they become zucchini.
Eric, thanks a lot for that. I think you talk about cooking with the zucchini flowers in your book, Kara.
Yes, there's a wonderful recipe for pan-fried zucchini blossoms. They're stuffed with lemon, goat cheese, basil, and mint. And yes, absolutely, that's a wonderful way to use the squash blossoms and really, you're essentially using something that maybe some people might toss aside, but they're delicious. They're also beautiful to tear and put into a salad or maybe top a crostini with as well, with a little olive oil and sea salt.
Kara, I've tried to cook zucchini blossoms before, much the same way you just described, stuffed with the cheese, and then they were actually fried. But everything in the middle kind of came out and smushed around. What's your secret for keeping it together?
So the important thing is to use a paring knife. And it's important to, first, it's important to use them right away. They are very perishable. So if you do have an opportunity to get your hands on them, you want to use them right away. And then you just use a paring knife, and you want to cut down the side of the flower and make sure not to cut all the way through. through it. So you just make a small little slit and then stuff them. And then you want to twist the top of the flour to keep all the stuffing in. So you kind of have to wrap that stuffing back up, but twisting the top really helps to keep everything inside.
Eric, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We go next to Peter in Beaver Dam. Peter, hi.
Hi, how's it going? I have 12 kohlrabi plants, and I have no idea what to do with them.
Did you plant them on purpose?
Well, it was an accident because I sent my wife to the greenhouse, and she came back with 12 kohlrabi plants.
All right. So a bumper crop of kohlrabi on the way, Kara. What can he do with all of it?
So, again, you are not alone there. A lot of people, I think, struggle with what in the world do I do with kohlrabi, and it's something that comes in a lot of the farm boxes if you've signed up for a CSA. Kohlrabi is so delicious and wonderful, and there are tons of things you can do. So one of my favorite things is to do a fried rice. So you briefly just steam the kohlrabi and then toss it with day-old rice and red pepper flakes, garlic. You can also use the greens on the kohlrabi. So if you tear them away from their stem, slice them really thin, you can steam the toss the greens right into the stir fry, into the rice, and then of course crack an egg and top it with cashews or sesame seeds. It's wonderful with a little lime juice or some sesame oil, but a fried rice is great, and there's a recipe in the book for it. I think it's also just delicious simply roasted. It becomes very sweet at a high temperature and after it's been in the oven for a while. Kohlrabi is also really delicious raw, and you can throw it into any of your summer slaw recipes. And basically, you can slice it very thin into thin strips, matchsticks. You can also slice it into thin rounds. There's a recipe in the book for a carpaccio, basically very thin slices of kohlrabi with a lemon balsamic vinaigrette, pears, and pistachios. It basically makes a wonderful salad. And then, of course, there's also in the book I do a strata, so a bread pudding, essentially, with kohlrabi and cheddar. But kohlrabi is wonderful. You can really swap it in when you want sort of a cabbage flavor, even that kind of broccoli flavor, throw it into any stir fry. It's really, really a wonderful vegetable, and I think one that a lot of us not only don't really know how to work with, are lacking some good inspiring recipes that would get us excited about it. So those are some ideas.
Peter, thanks a lot for the call. And we go next to John joining us in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Hi there. I'm going to say a question, if your guest could comment. Has there been kind of an evolution in vegetable preparation? I guess what I mean is...
Oh, darn it.
Sounds like we lost John.
But the question there, has there been an evolution in vegetable preparation? I'm not sure what he was pointing to, but...
Our producer says he was interested in the rise of roasting vegetables, actually.
Roasting,
are you seeing
okay.
more and more of that, Kara?
I do. You know, I think what's great about roasting and why we're seeing a trend toward it is it's a really easy way to cook vegetables, not only just kind of mindless cooking where you can, you know, cut up your vegetables, throw it in the oven, and it's not that active cooking time. But roasting adds wonderful, rich flavor to vegetables. So it allows you to get some color on them, some good texture. You know, you leave it in there until you get that sort of nice golden brown color and a little bit of crispness. And I think it just adds wonderful flavor, and I think we're all really responding to that rather than, over-steaming or boiling vegetables that maybe was the trend or maybe just kind of the go-to, years and years ago. But it's also just really simple cooking, and which I think with vegetables is really the best way. You know, they come to us with this wonderful, unique flavor, and roasting really draws that out.
Well, thanks a lot for that question, Eric. Hope that helps. And we're going to go to Julie. Julie joins us next in Toma. Hi, Julie.
I would like to freeze sweet corn, but I have had multiple people tell me that that just doesn't freeze well and turn out well. Do you have any recommendations for how to potentially freeze sweet corn?
Ah, good questions. Freezing sweet corn, can you do it?
Yeah, I love to freeze sweet corn. So, you know, if you buy it, you know, as it's in its prime, and you want to freeze it as soon as possible, it's best to take it right off of the right off the cob right when you get it home. So, a special trick there is if you break the cob in half with two hands and then shave the kernels off the cob, when you have the corn split, the kernels won't fly all over your kitchen if you use a whole cob. So break it in half first, then shave all around the cob, and then you can freeze it just like that, and you know, add it to whatever you're adding it to. You can blanch it briefly in boiling water just for seconds when you go to use it, or you can add it to whatever kind of dishes you want throughout the year.
Julie, thanks a lot for that call. Kara, I'm wondering, you're based in Ohio, mm-hmm. Pretty similar climate to most of Wisconsin. So what's coming into season now that's got you really excited to get cooking with it?
Well, zucchini, of course, is the thing that's just come onto the scene. So in the restaurant, we've just added zucchini all over the menu. We're doing a frittata and a wonderful quinoa salad with Parmesan vinaigrette and almonds. I love the cabbages that are coming out right now. The beets are looking beautiful. Tomatoes are just coming out. We're starting to see the cherry tomatoes. And, of course, they're just so sweet and delicious and full of flavor. And heirlooms, of course, will be not too far behind. The eggplants are starting to come. They're still a little bit small, but eggplants, especially when they're small, they have very few seeds, and they're even more sweet and nutty than when they mature and get a little bit bigger. So if you can get your hands on the eggplant, definitely you can do that now also. But, you know, this is just such an exciting time that things start to pop up. And I think, you know, when you live in a climate where there's, you know, you go through rough winters, it's pretty exciting to anticipate these moments where things just start coming out and bring us all those flavors that we miss in the wintertime.
Kara, thanks a lot. It's been fun and inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Happy cooking to everyone.
That's Kara Mangini. Her new book is called The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. I've got a video linked on the Central Time Facebook page. That one is Grilled Asparagus, Taleggio, and Fried Egg Panini, and a couple print versions of the recipes at WPR.org. Find us at Central Time. And by the way, while you're over at the Central Time Facebook page, let us know your favorite vegetable to cook with and your favorite recipe to cook with it. This is Central Time.